7 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And before we continue second hour, I'd like to say thank you very much, Holly Smith from Brisbane, for being with us in the studio. Interview with her is going to be available on our website, alive905.com.au. Thanks to Darren Capes Davis, the magician behind the technology on this radio station. And just check under the Business Insights with Mario and Darren. There's going to be interview with her, and you will truly be empowered, and you want to take this, how to call this, I mean, like the life in your hands, you know what I mean, and be healthy and fit.
Just grab it by the scruff and take it forward.
You see, I'm learning something new, scruff, you know what I mean?
So all this
but it's time to take the second hour now, show with our guest who is exclusively live with us. Again, thanks to Darren Capes Davis and the technology with Bassam Al-Khatib directly from Dubai. Good morning, Bassam.
Good morning, Mario and Darian. It's a pleasure to be with you both.
So what's the time now in a nice warm Dubai?
7 a.m.
7 a.m., eh? Okay, that's very early. Yes, Darian?
Well, thank you for waking up for us, Bassam. It's lovely to have you on board again, and looking forward to this hour of great business insights.
Well, you know, Bassam was our guest once before, and, you know, he make it our listeners, you know, asking to come back again. So, Bassam, you're back again with us in the studio. Unfortunately, we can't bring the studio in Dubai. Maybe one day we can.
That'll be awesome,
you know what I mean? Like,
Darian, yeah,
Darian Omari with the mics in Dubai. I'm talking to Bassam. Bassam, so tell us, how does the life look like in Dubai recent days?
Recent days now, Dubai, it's 100% open in all areas. So economic become back and curve becoming up. People coming to life. Now it's like launching and going to the, inshallah, to the future, to the new normal.
Yeah. Well, that's glad to hear that one, you know what I mean? So, Darren and I will certainly aim to come in Dubai soon and do the interview with you on some nice place in Dubai, because Dubai is a very beautiful place. Bassam, thank you very much, as Darren says, for being with us and waking up so early directly for Dubai. So, Bassam, you know, you be with us guests before, so there's no for you unknown territories. Bassam, for our listeners who are joining right now to us, can you describe who is Bassam and what Bassam does?
Yeah, Bassam, he's a person who looking to be to the highest achievement which he can to do. I have experience for 22 years in many areas, in academic field as a teacher and a presenter, trainer, a developer, a supervisor. I worked with the universities, with the schools, and with all institutes and companies, government and private. I was a consultant, and I'm still an expert. And like now, I'm doing programs online for leadership, entrepreneur, and doing how people they can open their own business and how to shift from their careers. Also, I have experience with NLP, coaching, timeline, code, and I trained with experts in the globe, like Whitewood Small, Robert Smith, Lean McTigrid, and now I am doing with university as internship and teaching them in management and technology and how to be successful in life and sustainable to all circumstances up and down.
So tell us, Bassam, you know, in the past few months, you know, like, well, how long we are looking at Australia now, 6-7 months, and entire world, what did you see the biggest changes in the business or business relationships around the globe or Dubai?
Yeah, the biggest changes now, it's quality, and people now looking for excellency. Before this 7 to 8 months, if you are very good, if you are good, if you are excellent, you can survive in the market. But when this issue came, like Corona, COVID-19, people looking for the best out of the best. So now people, they should raise up their skills, abilities, their character building, looking to the excellency and sometimes to be extraordinary to achieve their products and services. So now people, they are not looking for less than, let's say, 90 to 100. Before, if you are 80, you can be survived. But now people, they are looking to 100, even more.
So COVID actually changed the landscape in a business. But Sam, I need to ask a question. Maybe it's not related. Maybe it's not most appropriate question to ask at the first one. But Sam, but I know that we become more reliable on online meetings, online technology, online platforms to deal with the clients, to deal with our peers, to our employees. Can you give us that insight, you as an expert on all this? What do you see, that this relationship changing more, become more intimate, or people become more distant by using technology, which is not anymore in face-to-face, but, platforms, which we can see each other. We don't want to name them, but, that online presence in the business. What do you see positives, what do you see negatives on this?
Yeah, nowadays, everybody knows that most of companies, I did a course with ADNOC, one of the biggest company in UAE. We did 100% online course in leadership. So like I trained managers, CEOs around like 28 to 30. So imagine before we have like offline and online, we have mixed hybrid offline, online, like let's say 50-50 or 60-40. But nowadays, most of programs online become like 100%. So what's happening here? The communication is different. The body language is different. The tools is different. And you should make sure that the technology, like you mentioned, the platform,
yes,
should be 100% connected. And people nowadays, they think they are in home. I when I train, I say, when you do a course or you do a meeting, you are not in a home. You are really like, let's imagine physically, emotionally, and mentally, you are in a meeting. You are out of the home. You should prepare your family, your people around you. I am not in the house. And this is one of the challenges, because the poor communication makes poor of the result. So now people, they need to start to learn about the platforms, like let's say Zoom and other programs. They should make higher effort, because their body language cannot be seen, like the whole body. And most of the people didn't show their picture or their video, and they just communicate with the chat or a little bit like a voice. So now it's a different formula, and whatever you are excellent on it, on offline, it's a new way of communication. And to prove it, because many people now on this platforms, and how you can make yourself unique, excellent, and extraordinary, and to be the best and attract the people. Because the challenges now with online, you are competing with the globe, 100%.
So Bassam, Darren here, following up on that idea of having presence when you're in a online Zoom meeting, say, would you find it's a good tip to say for people to remove themselves back a bit, so they actually can show a bit of their body language and to make sure that they're showing the positive stance? I actually heard it from someone else I was dealing with, and actually it was a voiceover coach, and she was saying that, saying, you're too far, you're too close, get back and make sure you can see your shoulders and actually make sure that stance can come through. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you can, like your head, your shoulders and your hands, your voice should be clear. People, they should make a high skillful of the harmony of their body language, the movement of their hands, the voice, the facial faces movements, and let's say the upper half of their body should be moved. Most of people, they just look at the camera and start talking, and within a course for 6 hours or 5 hours, this is boring. You should have
that's a good one. Yes.
So you should have more activities. You should encourage people to talk, to come. And usually when I did the course with ADNOC and other companies, I told them, if you have no voice or like noise, you can open your mic, you can discuss. Let's make it as a real in the room, and we can all together. So, I mean, people, they should put a standard at the beginning before they start to talk. They should to tell the people around the Zoom link that what is who are you and how you will communicate with them and what you are looking from them and the technique that you are going to use. You can give them the host to show them their like screens, and you tell them these steps before in the beginning, like ice breaking, and make the communication easier, because it's more efforts than the offline.
I have a very hard question for you, Bassam. Are you an expert on leadership? Yeah. Now, there is a lot of the leaders, you know, emerged new ones. Many old ones disappeared, but I think there's a big mixture now on the market, you know, who is a true leader and who is a manager, because there, you know, coexistence between those two, it's parallel, it's imperative. However, you know, I can witness every day, everybody talks about leadership, everybody talks how should we do this or that. However, you're the expert. What did you see the best and the worst in the people in the leadership during the COVID and now post-COVID in Dubai? Because as you say, Emirates come back, they're open, they're back to the life and everything else. So, you know, we can't judge because in Australia we still, you know, have the some limitations. But in that terms, what did you see in leadership, you know, prior COVID, during COVID and the post-COVID, positive and negative? And what do you see, what type of leadership is emerging now after post-COVID, particularly in Dubai?
This is a thesis for VHD. This is like a thesis for PhD, but I will answer you.
Now, well, you have no choice. Otherwise, Darren and I, we're going to catch the first plane and come to Dubai, and we're going to interview you there in Dubai. So, so yeah, like, give us in your own words, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in a plain language, you know, so not that everybody can understand, but, you know, I mean, what did you saw the issues, you know what I mean, emerging during the COVID and post-COVID in leadership? And there's any new leaders coming, and how do you train them if they're coming?
Yeah, before this year, it's a new century. I think this year it's like a new century, because whatever people they have experiences, qualifications, skills, whatever, and this year it shows up or it shows down. So leadership, people they said, are you manager or leadership? What's the difference? There is a difference, but there is a connectivity. If you cannot have the management skills as a leader, you will fail.
Yeah.
And if you are a manager and you don't have the leadership inside, also you will fail. Now, leadership should have the both skills, management, because the management, when I train people, the management. Can you hear me, Mario?
Yes, we can hear you. We are just interrupting you because you're in Dubai here, so like it's much more easier if we don't interrupt you and you're just talking to me, because otherwise it's going to be, you know, a lot of echoing. Yes.
Okay. So what I am learning or teaching, training people, don't say I am a manager or I am a leader. Mm-hmm. In the new century, you should be both, because the leader create the vision, mission, and the goals, and the managers should they find the way to achieve the goals. Mm-hmm. So the most important for managers to achieve the goal, the most important job for any manager to achieve the goal, and the most difficult for the managers to be sustainable in doing this job.
Wow,
so
okay.
People, they think, if I am a leader, I am not a manager. Sorry for that. You cannot be sustainable. It's just a period of time and you will be disappeared. But if you should be a leader, because now the changing in life, the frequency, it's very high. So you need to have a leadership skills, and you need to take a measurement risks, and you need to tell people. And the managers should find the best techniques, mm-hmm, and the ways to deal, communicate with people. If I am a manager dealing with my employees, online, how can I monitor them? How can I evaluate them? How can I see their performance? There is a new tools. And the other thing that leadership should see, they need correct, current, accurate information inputs. It's not about I have leadership or management skills or I am an expert. It's about, do you have the tools to have the current, accurate information and correct, and the mechanism, the process. You know, this five parts of the technology, mm-hmm. inputs, processing, output, storage, and feed back, which I said it's a feed development, better than to be a feedback. So if you have any gap in these five parts, inputs, and the most important thing, inputs, the correct inputs, current and accurate, and then you have the process, which you can see the like supply chain and management from start till end, and then how you can see the result, how you can save it, document it, and see it, evaluate it, and then you have the feed development, and some books feed forward, but I prefer to say it's a feed development because I'm going to the future. So again, to make it a brief, I should be a leader, and a leader with measurable and see the results. It's not a leader and take a risk management and measurable. Yeah. And I should be a manager also, and the highest skills with the best tools nowadays.
Well, thank you very much, Bassam, for this one. We'll take a short break, and thank you for joining us live from Dubai, 7 a.m., maybe 7:23, or we'll say that one. Bassam, thank you for joining us. Stay with us. You know, we'll take a short break, and we'll come back. You're listening online, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren Mario, and our guest in studio, live, exclusively from Dubai, Bassam Al-Khatib. And we'll take a short break, come back with the more questions about leadership to him.
Alive 90.5.
It's 1:30. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And we are fortunate enough to have it live in his studio. Well, live, directly, exclusively from Dubai. Thanks to Darren Capps Davidson and his knowledge and magic of technology. He has a magic touch. He knows how to do this. Bassam Al-Khatib does exclusively from Dubai. Once again, Bassam, thank you very much for waking up so early this morning and talking to us directly from Dubai. Which I don't want to ask you, what's the temperature in Dubai? What's the right now temperature?
Now it's around 40, 45.
Wow.
7 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know, we don't want to tell you. It's a 3 times less than
you should. You should bring your suit to swim.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. Thanks for the invite.
Well, look, Bassam, you know, Darren and I, we're making notes, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, one day don't be surprised. We're all up in Dubai with the swim suits and the mics. So, we spoke about leadership before we go. Yes, Darren?
Oh, no, I was just thinking swimsuits and the mics. I've just got a picture in my mind now.
Can you imagine we doing that in a pool with Bassam in an interview? That'll be.
Pina colada as well.
Oh, it's a pina colada. Oh, that song, guys. But Sam, you brought some nice, warm energy into this conversation. We're fortunate enough to have you today with us in studio. And we spoke about leadership. So tell me, what's the tools any leader needs to have right now? And how are you educating the leaders in post-COVID world?
Yeah, it's very important. Thank you for this question. First of all, I should lead myself. And I should know what to say and what to not say, and when to say it and how to say it and to whom to say it.
Yep.
Because now the most leading improvement and achievement and to be successful, how can I be in a balance and in a discipline, and how to make the minimum and the maximum for the range of the way to achieve the goals. So to be a successful leader, it's not to lead other people nowadays. It's about to how I can be in balance. How can I emotionally, physically, and mentally to be in a stable and in a balance? And people, they should feel that I am in the control. They can trust me. They can put what their fears to me, what they feel and the risk. And if there is no trust, anything, everything, if I cannot give them the secure, to be secure in the life and to make them come down, the most important job for the leadership nowadays to bring people back to the balance. Because if you see the noise, the news over the globe, it's about high, I said, frequency of painful, of diseases, of don't do, and don't. So people now, that's they come to that. A new way, out of their control, out of their thinking. So the most job for the leader to control and to be disciplined to themselves, and how they can show up to the people. Nowadays, leaders should show up, not disappear, or not just go by email or by voice. They should always, if they have one meeting, they should do two or more, and one meeting just to make people to come in there.
But Sam, but asking that question, you know, like you said this, they're going to give the mic to Darwin because he has a couple of questions for you. But how do you know anybody who is a leader, you know, in position of the being leader, and you saying they need to find the balance and balance the people around themselves? How do you teach somebody leader to stay positive and, you know, mean to take this balancing act amongst employees or peers or families, whatever it is, to stay positive, you know what I mean? Let's just say I'm the leader of this radio show. It's 50 of us here. And let's just say, Darren, expecting every day to balance everybody, as you're saying, you know what I mean? Everybody's going to be in harmony and we should be happy, positive. But how am I going to keep the positive myself? How are you coaching me, or I'm somebody who is a leader, to stay positive itself and balance other people? Because it's not expectation. It's a job. It's not a title leadership. It's a full-time job. So how do you do this? How are you inserting in me? How am I going to balance myself and being positive and pass this energy, positive energy, and, you know, delegating jobs in the most perfect way?
Wonderful. Thank you, Mario. First of all, I will ask, what do you have and what you don't have? What's your, like, SWOT analysis? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And once I do this, I should focus on my strengths and opportunities. For example, I will do and ask the people, what do you have now? Okay, if you have the job, this is a plus. If you have a health, this is another plus. If you have your family around you, this is 3 points you can start on them. If you lose the job, if you lost your job, okay, do you have a saving? Do you have a land? Do you have a house? How can you survive for 6 months to 1 year? Mm-hmm. And I will target them, for example, what is the positive that you have, pluses? What is the minuses? Mm-hmm. And it's about focusing. For example, if I have 20% pluses, like I said, job and health, and the other 80, it's like between zero and minuses, I will not focus on the 80. I will focus on the 20. I will start with the 20 and will ask myself, like, to use the Kaizen for Japanese, Kaizen. What is the one small thing I can do to improve today than yesterday, to be better than yesterday or last week? It's about focusing. And the second, I need to see the circumstances, the best scenario, the worst scenario, and the normal scenario.
Interesting.
And then I need to ask people, experts, to help me. Last week I was doing a course for coaching, and there is one lady, she's an engineer, very smart. After the program, she called me, and I start talking to her, and she said, okay, I will take a program with you. And imagine, she took a program with me, and still we are in under process for 12 hours. She left, she changed her life, transformed to another level, because I worked with her beliefs, with her concepts, principles, and how you look at things. It's not about how I am experienced. Because if you have a good experience and you have skills, but your principles, your concepts, your feeling, your thinking, your thoughts, mindset, toolset, it's not in a healthy way. It's very dangerous that your expertise and experiences.
Bassam, that's so great advice there. I've just got a follow-up. So you're talking about the haves and the have-nots, and you're saying if you've got 20% haves, so you're kind of in ahead in the balance of positives and negatives. What about if you feel like you're behind? Say you feel like you're 20 to 50% behind on the have-nots. How do you work with someone to kind of turn that around in their lives?
Okay, this is a good question, because people, they say 50%, it's very high. I said, no, it's about your focusing. Do you think you are the miserable, the worst scenario in life, only you? What about the people who went through your situation and more bad, and then they become a lead, they become very successful? Do you want examples? Do you want to see like what Steve Jobs went through? See the leaders. So we need to study the history. We need to have examples, role models, and we tell them, you are in a bliss, you're still in a life. People, they have everything, and then they lost their life. So what you are comparing? So it's about how you change the way of the thinking they have. People, because they're sitting in home, and this is negativity through the globe, and in news, and television, and many medias, and companies, they look at global companies, they are shutting down or like short of branches or closing or whatever. Why you are focusing on the companies who are starting to close or finished? Why you don't look at the new companies like Zoom? Zoom, they have a booming in their profits.
Indeed. You're hitting on the head for me as well, in that the idea that the news is all about fear, about gloom, and anyone who has a bit of that in their life can easily just take that on and not think about the positives. And I love your positive energy that you're bringing to Sydney this afternoon, all the way from Dubai. It's wonderful, and it's really getting me positive as well. I think it might be a good time for a break.
I think it is, but Sam, stay with us. But Sam, do not go nowhere, because we're going to tie you with the chains. You know what I mean? You're going to stay with us forever here. Ladies and gentlemen, Bassam Youssef Al-Khatib from Dubai, exclusively world leader on leadership and emotional intelligence with us from Dubai. Thank you to Darren Capps Davis, who magically knows how to make this happen. And we'll come back after a short break. You're listening to Align 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and we'll be back.
Alive 90.5.
It's a 1:45. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario Darren.
And we're just checking. I was thinking I won the Powerball and just checking the numbers, but there's a big article says one lady, she in 2016.
Not us.
Not us, but we're the winners, Darren, because we are truly privileged for the one simple reason. We have the Bassam Youssef Al-Khatib directly from Dubai. And again, over. I'd like to say thank you, Darren Capps Davis, who make this happening. Possibly, I would never be able to connect somebody overseas, you know, except directly on the phone, but Darren knows technology, and we are really privileged to have and honored Bassam Youssef Khatib from Dubai. So Bassam, you have a conversation with Darren before we take a short break about some other topics. So let me now drive these things. How do you, give us a tip to everybody not to watch that TV, because it's a lot of negativity. I really like what you say. There is many there's so many don't. But how do you start your day personally, and then people can replicate maybe from you? If you can share some insights to us.
Oh, wonderful. This is really a nice question. See, I have the full control of my life. This is the first question I should say it. Anyone in any place, he can control himself. I mean, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So this is every day should be in my target. Bassam, he has the full control out of himself, 100%. If I go to 90, I lost that 10%, not anybody else. So every day I have an energy. Energy is like a bank account. Like if you have $1,000 in the bank account and you think you have $500, you lost 50 of your account. If I have energy like $10,000, and then I said I only have 1,000, even if I have 10,000, I am using just only 10% out of the 100. So when I start up my day, I took a shower, and then I will prepare myself. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going out of the house, I am going to shave, I am putting a positive, listening to positive things for me. Like I start for Quran, I start for sometimes slow music, I look for the leaders, the role model in the world, the people who are positive. I don't watch TV.
That's very interesting. Yeah,
don't watch TV, man.
This is something interesting, Darren. What Bassam he said, it's like an energy, it's like a bank account. I never heard such a thing. You know, like you can use 10%. You know, I mean 90%, and there's no. That's Bassam. That's very. Can you just elaborate a little bit more? How are we going to deposit our energy onto bank account? How are we depositing energy into bank account and we can withdraw that one? What your suggestion would be?
Yeah, what you are looking, what you are thinking now, this is you. It's not about, with respect, Mario and Darian, it's not about your experience, how many years you have. I have 22 years of experience. But really, I like the word to be a student. I have many, many titles like consultant, expert, mentor, coach, supervisor, businessman or entrepreneur. But what I really like for myself, a student. I'm always a student.
May I say this? May I define this like a student of life?
Yeah. Student of life, and every day I am a student for the new day. Whatever you have experienced from today and before, tomorrow it's a new day. So I'm student for tomorrow and after tomorrow. I will never be expert for tomorrow unless I will go to tomorrow and to be a student, and then I will experience it, and then I can be an expert.
May I ask a question, question? I'm going to ask a question on Darren's behalf, right? If I'm Darren and Darren drives a bicycle in the morning, and always come back to this one because I'm really admiring, I can joke, you know, this and that. But Darren wakes up in the morning, let's go say 6 o'clock, 6:30, he drives a bicycle. When the people decide to, you know, wake up in the morning like a Darren, you know what I mean? They grab the bicycle. Of course, he eats something, you know what I mean? And, you know, does what he needs to do like yourself. You're doing your Quran, your prayers, music, whatever it is. But what would you suggest Darren to do when he sits on bicycle to recharge energy on his banking account? What he should do, like, you know, thinking about something precisely, listening music, because wonderful. I can't put myself in that position. I'm doing my gym and I'm doing boxing, and when I come in the gym, the music over there is all nice and classical, Darren. It's all this you become the but you know, you are the expert in leadership and emotional intelligence, and you said you're a student of life. But what would you suggest someone like a Darren who drives a bicycle in the morning? Because it's like, this is very lonely activity because you drive a bicycle on your own. But how you can recharge your batteries as a Darren or anybody in the morning goes on their own agenda to exercise or walk? What would you suggest?
This is really a deep, deep question and very, very smart. Thank you, Mario. When you should be disconnected every day, don't connect to the life from start till the end. People even connect with the world even when they sleep. This is very dangerous.
What do you mean sleep? Come on, give us some more. Like, you know, like, please, you know, that is life. That is, want to ask something?
No, yes. No, I'm just listening. These are great words. Bassam, please continue.
Yeah, thank you. Now see, people, they always connected to the world. Even your mobile should be stopping, and you should do charging for your mobile and do maintenance. So for your car, you do disconnect and you put it to the agency to make a maintenance. For even your mobile, for whatever electricity, even your laptop, you do update it. And sometimes you do shutdown and restarting. It's the same, and this is machines. We are talking about machines. What about a human being? So, for example, you said If I'm doing bicycle every day or training or a gym, when I go to the gym, it's not about a body, it's not about a physical, it's about mental, emotional, and physical and spiritual. I should disconnect from the life, even with respect from my family, from my job, from even myself. I should, why there is people, they go to the desert or they go to the India for travel for 1 week and just try to be unity with the universe. You should disconnect, you should become back to your nature, to your start of the point, and don't think to don't think, stop thinking, enjoy the process, enjoy the momentum. If you stop thinking, I do some exercises, like I tell people with 2 minutes, do nothing. They're struggling.
Lovely.
They are struggling.
Yes, I know what you mean, Bassam, but your answer to what I should do on the bike, when I do that, when I do disconnect, and it's about me, the bike, the hill, and nothing else, I always come back feeling recharged and renewed. So makes total good sense.
That is, that, you know,
even Darian, when I look to your photos, I really feel the energy.
Yeah, but you know, Bassam.
I don't know, Mario, if you feel it.
Yeah, but no, I feel him very well because, you know. But the thing is, when I see the, sorry, that's the reason why I can't reach Darian in the morning. I mean, his mobile phone, because he disconnected. He's listening to the leader. Bassam, look, we don't have that many minutes of our show, but before we're gonna have you another time again. You know what I mean? But look, even Darian is just making notes to call you again. Bassam, before we stop, you know, our show, you know, we pass the studio to another crew. Bassam, what would be your tip number one to everybody for next 7 days to do? Everybody, old, young, everybody. Kids, everybody. What would be from you? Look, Bassam, yeah, we know that you are expert, you know what I mean, and you coming from the country, you know, just a spicy, you know what I mean, environment, you know what I mean, and the mysterious deserts and all these things, but it's like you're living in an environment which is multicultural, you're seeing everything, you know what I mean, but, you know what I mean, next 7 days, what would you give a tip to everybody does, you know what I mean, to feel better?
Oh, wonderful. First of all, you need to know where you are now. Where you are now, it's not about yesterday. It's not about tomorrow. So I need to stop. Just stop. You know, in Olympics, the people who are going to be first, like they took the Olympic, they go back 3 steps or 5 steps and they look at the scene. They look at the picture. They look that they are a champion. And mm-hmm. then they go and start running. So what we need to do, stop doing anything, look, evaluate your now, and like you can do SWOT analysis,
yeah.
which is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And please don't just do it by yourself. When you do it, if you want, I can put my number and my email.
Yes, you will. Bassam, yeah, that's a direct next question. Bassam, thank you very much for past 60 minutes. Darian, you want to take it over?
Why don't you?
Please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you, Bassam. It's been great having your insights here on Business Insights with Mario and Darian. Just as we finish up, how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, okay. I give you my number with the code. It's 00971504710. I will repeat it. 00971504710. If the people in UAE, it's 050-471-2310.
And do you have
now
an email?
The email?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Bassam, BASSAM, Al-Khatib, AlKhatib, at hotmail.com. One word, BASSAM, KHATIB.
Thank you there.
And at Hutman.
And thank you for being on Business Insights with Murray and Darren. Thank you very much. Great insights. And if you just want to catch up on that information from Bassam, everyone, we'll post it on the podcast later this afternoon on the website www.live905.com.au and look for Business Insights.
And enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Bassam. See you soon.
You too, Mario and Darren. Appreciate it. You made my day.
Alive 90.5.